AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The ruling was unanimous in the Supreme Court to preserve access to a widely used abortion drug, mifepristone. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the justices ruled abortion opponents lack the legal right to sue over FDA approval of mifepristone.
The case is the Supreme Court's first abortion case since the justices overruled Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. In that case, the court wiped away a 50-year-old ruling that had guaranteed a woman's right to an abortion in the United States.
The U.S. and European nations agreed to lock up sanctioned Russian assets until Russia pays reparation for the war in Ukraine.
A senior U.S. official says that paves the way for leaders at the G7 summit in Italy to announce a $50 billion loan package for Ukraine, backed by interest and income from more than $260 billion in frozen Russian assets.
We see the proceeds from these assets as being a valuable source of resources for Ukraine.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan had earlier told reporters leaders were making progress on the loan agreement, which comes as President Biden set today to discuss a long-term security agreement with his Ukrainian counterpart. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump was on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican lawmakers. It's Trump's first time there since the Capitol riot. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Trump helps them and they will help him.
This thing is trending certainly in the right direction, and we believe that we're going to win back the White House and the Senate and grow the House majority. And when we do that, we will not waste a moment. We will be working on a very aggressive agenda to fix all the great problems facing this country right now.
Wholesale prices dropped last month. More evidence inflation pressures are cooling. A report says the tanker that crashed and destroyed an I-95 bridge in Philadelphia had an unsecured hatch that spilled gasoline. This is AP News. As protesters clash with police in Argentina, the country's Senate approved weakening the president's power.
Argentina's vice president, Victoria Villarruel, used a tie-breaking vote to give provisional approval to two bills. Right-wing and left-wing lawmakers clashed over various parts of the 238-article state reform bill. One contentious article is the delegation of broad powers to Argentina's president, Javier Milei, until the end of his term in 2027. That passed by a close vote. The Senate advanced the most critical parts of Milei's plans to trim the fiscal deficit and privatize some state companies in a bid to overhaul Argentina's long-troubled economy. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters poured into the streets of Buenos Aires, burning cars and throwing Molotov cocktails, some chanting, "Our country's not for sale." I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.